The champion of the 2020 top-rated television program American Ninja Warrior is a devout Christian and referred to by hundreds of thousands as the Kingdom Ninja. Find out why right now. Welcome to the Skywatch TV studios. It's so good to have you. We have a whole bunch of young people from Christian Ministries Academies with us today. And they're here in part to see today's special guest, and we're going to introduce him in just a moment. But before we dive in, let's introduce the panel. Abigail Rose Gill, the founder of Whispering Ponies Ranch, Nita Horn. He's a worship leader, singer, coach, and the champion of Season 12's American Ninja Warrior 2020, Daniel Gill. My beautiful wife, Catherine Horn. And to my left, as always, Dr. Thomas Horn.
Good to be here again.
What an unbelievable program, Daniel. We've been anticipating this moment, a chance to sit down and talk with you and your wife today. Let's just dive straight in. How does somebody become a ninja warrior? I mean, you're watching the show, and you've got to have, like, strength, legion, and just fingertips to be able to hold on to some of the stuff that, you know, a guy like me, both hands, and maybe somebody pushing from behind. No chance, right? How does somebody see that and go, you know, I'm going to be a ninja?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Is that?
Oh, man. Well, for me, like, I grew up in a big family. I was the monkey boy, climbed on everything, got into sports growing up, but wasn't very good, but learned about hard work, discipline, getting back up after you fall. And I loved watching the show American Ninja Warrior, or even back before it was in America, it originated in Japan.
Okay.
So I used to watch these Japanese men and women tackle these obstacles, and I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So, you know, Ninja Warrior here in America is a reality TV show. So you audition, you fill out this long application, submit a video, an application, saying who you are, where you're from, what you do, how you train, etc.
So you had to take a video of some of the things, and what were you doing? Like, go to the local park, or did you build like an obstacle course? Or?
Honestly, it's whatever you have access to. So people, if you have access to a local ninja gym, you go there and you showcase that you're physically capable of you know, competing on this TV show. And out of tens of thousands of video submissions each year, they select a few hundred.
Right.
So anyone can try out. Anyone can audition. But then it's up to, you know, whether or not you get selected or not, audition process.
Sure.
So, and I tried and failed 2 years in a row, got rejected, which is a whole part of a testimony of saying, okay, God, if and when I get the chance, I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna do it for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And so that was how I got on by submission after 2 years, and I started back in 2015.
Well, let's back up a little bit because you just said something. You said that you told God something. Now, I want to back up. You, from memory, roughly 2015, you wrote or said, I told God before I ever ran a single course that however big my influence became, I would use it to honor him and promote a kingdom lifestyle. So your framework for this whole thing was, Lord, no matter how far I make it, whether I win, fail, win or not, I'm doing whatever this is for you.
Yes, yes. And that was, I mean, to me, growing up in a Christian family, you know, giving my heart to the Lord at a young age, but then in my high school years, giving my life, which was a whole other commitment entirely, I said, okay, God, if I'm going to call myself a Christian, I'm going to give you my hopes and my dreams, but also my fears and my doubts. You're going to have the good, the bad, and the ugly of my life, and I'm going to live every single day of my life. Everything that I do will be done for your glory, which means when I'm with my friends, when I'm with my family members, whatever career path I decide to go through. So when it came to American Ninja Warrior and that got onto my radar, so to speak, I was already at a two-year ministry school back in Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And from traveling the world on mission trips to places like Bulgaria, Rome, Japan, Malaysia, Honduras, I fell in love with ministry. And I said, God, I will give my life to this. Whether you want me to be a full-time pastor, because I've got a pastor's heart, I love people. Or if I'm a full-time worship leader at a church, or if you call me to be a missionary overseas, Lord, I've discovered that giving my life to you in its entirety, following you, is the most exciting, most fulfilling, most impacting life there is. And when I made that prayer, a friend of mine told me about a job opportunity at a Ninja Warrior gym.
Okay. Oh,
and so that's when I said, God, if you're opening this door, I will use this TV show platform for ministry.
That's wonderful.
That's fascinating. So he was already opening doors, mm-hmm. like even before you petitioned. It was just organic, and he was opening the doors.
Mm-hmm.
What does it even look like, a Ninja Warrior training? Is it multiple hours a week? I mean, obviously, if you did this stuff too much, there's probably damage to the body. You can't just over... What you guys are doing on TV, I'm like, I could do none of that. But even if I could, it would be like 2 seconds to release.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you build up to something like that?
Yeah.
Because the way you do it, it looks so easy.
Yeah.
Hardly out of breath at the end. I mean,
effortless. Years and years and years of hard work and training. I mean, honestly, it's the stewardship principle. Like, if you work with the measure that you've been giving or what you have in your possession, it'll grow. And so for me, one, I was an athlete my whole life. Two, I love like pull-ups and climbing on things. So God already kind of set into motion some of the plans that he has me living out right now.
Uh-huh.
Because when I started doing American Ninja Warrior, I said, Lord, this is perfect. I've been the monkey boy my whole life. So now I just have this focused training specific to the sport of ninja, which is primarily upper body, primarily like grip and forearm intensive. So things like rock climbing, things like pull-ups, things like, you know, training your core, it's just all the stabilizers and being agile and mobile. There's so many ways to train that will translate to the courses that you see on Ninja War, because those are ever-changing.
Yeah.
Every single round of competition, we have no idea what obstacles are going to be.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, do you even know before you get to that season what they're going to throw at you? They don't send you, like, 6-month preview, these are the obstacles?
No, what you see on television is the very first time that we touch those obstacles.
Oh, wow.
That's
kidding?
Insane.
So more than any other sport that I've, competed in my entire life, Ninja Warrior is the most, you have to be the most adaptable as an athlete. And to me, that's a challenge, because it's not only are you strong enough, but it's are you physically and mentally capable to last under or to withstand the pressure of doing it right the first time.
So, this kind of explains something to me, because Nita and I, one of our guilty little pleasures right over the years has been to watch American Ninja Warrior. We love it.
What's a great
show?
You
are always our favorite, by the way, because of your Christian testimony, but also your brightness and the fact that you were good, right, at what you were doing. So we cheered you on, and that's why when you won, we said, man, we have got to get Daniel killing his wife Abby on Skywatch TV. But this does explain something, because when they roll out some of the new elements, we've noticed that, like, some of the very first few people that do it will fail.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears that the people who are, further back in the line, haven't done it, are watching, they're paying attention, they're seeing what they maybe miscued on, and by the time they get there, the longer the program goes on, they get better about it.
Is that real? Do they get to watch the other contestants?
Partially, yes and no. Now, of course, what they show on TV is the edited version,
they'll
have it set up to have some of the better guys go last, but that's just also partly due to the fact that anyone can get on the show, whether you're a full-time, quote-unquote, ninja athlete like myself, or if you're just, the average Joe who wants to be on this TV show and get selected. And so they'll have a lot of the brand-new competitors go first, give them their shot, and then save some of the other guys who are like, okay, I've put the blood, sweat, and the tears, all of that into it. And so usually I'll run later, but, I mean, later it's like you have to wait hours and hours and hours on set. So it's a double-edged sword, because sometimes you have to sit and wait and try to keep your body warmed up before you actually get your chance to run the course.
The other thing that we loved was watching this last season when you won was the dreams that the two of you have as a couple, and that if you got those winnings, it could maybe help you like with getting a home and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very inspiring. And that's the other part of your story that I think is very important to our audience, the fact that, you are a worship leader in your church. Some of the young people that are here from the Christian school today, they also are vocalists. They play music in the school.
Absolutely.
We've been there. We've watched
super
that.
Talented, by the way.
Yeah, yes, super talented.
Absolutely.
The fact that you have been classically trained as a vocalist, there's just so many other parts of who you are that... this family has a lot of background in martial arts. My nephew trains UFC fighters.
Oh,
Joe's
a
martial artist. So there's a lot of that kind of interest in parts of the sport, too.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't Ninja Warrior, but it kind of is some of the same training.
And for all of that training, I still can't hold on to nothing. I keep doing the hand. My daughter's later, she's going to point out, why did you keep doing the hand? But anyway, let's bring Abigail into the conversation. Yeah. When did you guys meet?
We actually met in 2013, was it? And at a mutual friend's going away party. Mm-hmm. And we actually went to two different churches at the time. But yeah, so like that's when we first met. And then over the years, our friend groups started to hang out together. And then we started going to each other's different young adults groups. And then we
conferences.
And we became best friends. And then 2 years later, we started dating. And then,
Were either of you guys like, on the scene, making it available that you were, you know, looking for a relationship, or did it just become kind of a friendship that sort of... He's guilty.
Now, I can proudly say that our relationship was birthed out of a God-centered friendship.
Okay,
because when we met each other, neither of us were initially that interested. I mean, I was like, oh, this is a beautiful, attractive, God-fearing young woman. Like, that's amazing. But then when our friend group started hanging out, we just began having these deeper conversations about the Lord. And for me, like, at the top of my list was like, God, if I'm going to get in a relationship with anybody, she has to love you more than anything else. Because if not, then everything else is going to be out of balance.
Right.
Yeah.
And hers was similar. So as we would just swap God stories and, you know, what her church was doing, what my church was doing, like what ministry opportunities and mission trips, like are we going on to this year? I just fell in love with her heart for the Lord, with her personality, then began the pursuit only to get shot down a couple times.
Because
I was persistent.
I was in a different, we actually went to two different ministry schools at the time. I was in my second year when I met him and he was in his first year.
She thought she knew more of the Lord than I did.
Your
first year student, huh?
But his ninja determination, you couldn't stop it, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
He's just dead set.
Oh, yeah, no. He's always been so dedicated to anything like he feels the Lord's calling him to do. He's like dead set on it. But yeah, it was really cool. It was a process, but here we are.
And what is life like for you? Do you ever worry that he's going to fall or maybe get injured or, you know, what's that like to be with him and to travel and to see all that take place?
It's a lot of fun, honestly. Like, I love being able to do it because I was very, like, I wanted to do ministry as well. And so this has been an incredible journey that we've been on just to be able to do ministry through this. I do only get nervous if I see that he's making like a nervous smile, because Daniel always runs when he runs the course because he loves it. He's very excited. But every once in a while,
you always smile.
Yeah. And so sometimes he'll get like a nervous smile. And
you can tell the difference.
I can tell the difference. Yes. And anytime I see that, then I get a little nervous. Sometimes I'm a little like overconfident. I'm like, oh, he's totally got this, yada, yada. And he's like, I don't know if I can do that. But yeah, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
And so what is a nervous smile signal like? You got up on an element that might have took you by surprise.
Correct, because sometimes, I mean, you can, because we don't get to practice, I mean, we'll visualize it. I'll run the course, you know, over and over in my head thousands of times before I'm actually standing there. But there are still times where you actually stand there and the apparatus is they're larger than you think, or the jump is a little bit further, or the texture and material feels a little different. So then I stand there and I'm like, this isn't what I planned on, Lord, but I'm not going to let the world know that.
Is that a stay positive, or is that a projection of confidence because you don't want others to think that you're nervous? I mean,
I think it's a both and, because even when I feel like I'm at the end of my abilities at my 27 years, I know that that's when the Lord kicks in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, God, like I've trained my body physically to be able to complete these courses.
Right.
Now, whether or not I do that, I'm going to give you the glory regardless. But I ask for the grace to help me actually do what I plan to do. And it's so cool with my wife, Abby, because being on the TV show gives me the opportunity to travel often to like churches or schools or camps or one of the many ninja gyms that have popped up around the country. And so my wife helps manage my schedule, manage everything about, you know, my life and training. So when they say, Daniel, we want to bring you out, I say, great, my manager's coming, my wife's coming. And so then when we get to go, it's not just an experience with me, but with me and my wife, my helpmate, and we get to use Ninja Warrior as a means of ministry.
I know that Nita's going to ask you a question in a moment, but I wanted to first jump in and ask about kids. How much opportunity do you get to do that? I've heard some inferences to that, but I don't know anything about it.
Oh, man. So I mean, one, I have a heart for children. I love kids. My wife and I, Abby, we want a big family someday. Both came from large families, too. So, but the show, I mean, most of the viewership are from kids.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, I'll have kids. stop me and say, oh, my, you're Daniel Gill. You're my favorite ninja. And so I get to use the show as a means of being a role model. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I use that platform to encourage, to inspire, but more than anything, to point people to the kingdom of God, point them to Jesus Christ. So just, I mean, last weekend, I was at a church and I got to speak to over 100 students that were between first and fifth grade. And I just got to share my testimony, talk about how trusting in the Lord, God has good plans. And no matter what obstacles we will inevitably face in life, no matter how many times we do fall and fail, we have to get back up because God can work anything for good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's incredible to have the platform and to be a role model to so many young people.
We're going to have to take a break, but we'll be right back with Daniel Gill. Watch this. Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire four-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985. Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. We're in studio today with Daniel and Abigail Gill. What an explosive interview. Before we continue, though, Nita wanted to ask you something.
I just was curious, you know, you're worship leader for your church, mm-hmm. and this is for both of you. If I were to sit in on one of your worship sessions, what would I experience? Would it be like old-time foot stomping? Would it be contemporary? Would it be more like soulful? What would I hear?
Wow,
what would you leave?
I mean, it changes every week. Thankfully, we've got a bunch of talented, you know, musicians and vocalists. So we even rotate, you know, who's on stage where it's not just set for one group of people each week. But we love a lot of the contemporary worship. So things that you'll hear on the radio, things coming out of all these incredible churches that are just creating this amazing worship music. So that's what you'll normally see. And anytime we're in town, Abby and I both are serving on the team, whether it's playing guitar or singing or just doing like background vocals, whatever the case, we've been connected in our home church. And for me, my family's been there for over like 13 years now. And I've just seen the whole stewardship principle. I went from playing the bass guitar in the youth group because they asked me to then them finding out that I was a singer, asked me to do background vocals. I said yes, made myself available, got connected, and then just continued to see the snowball effect where eventually they said, okay, Daniel, we'd love to have you on Sunday mornings for our main services. And so just saying yes to God, finding a need, filling that need, and watching God open doors and grow that.
I hope these kids out there just heard that.
That's what I was thinking.
That's
what I was thinking. Did you hear what he said, guys? He was obedient in the small things, and God would watch that and then open greater doors.
Yeah, so that means then that the next time we have them back, we'll have Pat Boone here, And we're going to have a stage set up right over there for Pat to do a vocal. Maybe you guys can
yeah?
do one together.
Awesome. Love that.
So where did you get the name Kingdom Ninja?
Yeah.
Is that something you projected, or was that something somebody labeled you with?
Yeah, no, that's something that I came up with, because going on to American Ninja Warrior, I mean, it's a secular television show. It's not, you know, trying to promote Christian values. And so as a Christian, right. I said, God, how can I use this platform to encourage, to inspire, and to point people to Jesus?
Right.
But I didn't want to come out and try to be like a super, like, cheesy Christian. I didn't want to be a turnoff
right.
to people that were watching, because right. I wanted to go out into the world and let my light shine. So I thought, Lord, what is a creative way to spread the message of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm. And so I thought of one of my favorite Bible verses, which is Matthew 6:33, where Jesus told his disciples, if you seek first the kingdom of God and to live righteously, then all the other the cares or the needs of the world, what you're going to eat, drink, wear, mm-hmm. etc., God will provide those. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I was like, oh, kingdom, that's a pretty cool just word by itself. It's people who are believers see kingdom
yeah.
and they know what it is instantly.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's a conversation starter for those who aren't. Don't. Everywhere I go,
so good.
People are like, oh, Kingdom Ninja. Like, what does kingdom mean?
Yeah.
And it opens a door for me to
that's
then
so
get
good.
To share the gospel.
Yeah. Especially in schools, too.
Mm-hmm. So whether it's schools or churches or you know, camps, asking the question of what is Kingdom Ninja gives me the opportunity to share the gospel.
Now you made the point, of course, that it is a secular program,
mm-hmm.
but I've not seen like resistance. It seems like
oh, no.
you know they've allowed you to be expressive about your faith, and
mm-hmm.
nobody has done or said or framed anything around that makes it look negative.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, and just to be a part of the show, I mean, I wake up every morning, I'm like, Lord, of all the TV shows that you could have allowed me to be connected with,
mm-hmm.
like, there isn't a show on TV that's more encouraging and inspiring mm-hmm. and talks about, you know, overcoming obstacles mm-hmm. on a course or even in our personal lives mm. than American Ninja Warrior does. And so I'm so grateful to be a part of the show and to use every season as another opportunity to encourage, inspire, uplift, point people to Jesus.
You mentioned righteousness, and in the Old Testament, it actually defines it that way. A righteous man falls down six times, but stands up on the seventh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you keep getting back up, mm-hmm. you keep moving forward.
Perfect.
Now, Abigail, let's bring you back in for a minute. You mentioned earlier that some of the off-the-scene stuff, behind the cameras, you guys get a lot of emails.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel, I can't imagine Daniel's got time for, you know, consecutive, you know, conveyor belting emails that just come in. So you're helping with some of that lifting, right, in terms
mm-hmm.
of responses, the volume of emails, and what are some of the natures of those emails, and how are you guys kind of able to use some of that to also do ministry work?
Mm-hmm.
So some of my favorite ones are like ones where like Daniel didn't even have to say anything or, you know, mention God or anything, but people, the viewers would reach out to him and say, I didn't know if you were a Christian or not, but just your sheer joy mm-hmm. that you carried with you on the course. And then I found out later by searching you that you are a mm-hmm. Christian. It stirred something in me that I'm going to rededicate my life
that's
to the Lord.
So awesome.
I'm going to go back to church.
Oh, that's great.
And that's so many emails like that.
Yeah. And then a lot of them
that's
are
awesome.
Like,
now you also wrote a kid's book?
We did,
yeah.
Yes.
What's a title of that? Can people get that like on Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, on my website, danielgill.ninja. But my wife and I, it's so cool because now that we have the platform, so to speak, from American Ninja Warrior, we now are able to create different resources and different content, make it available for the following, those who watch the show, and use those as just more resources to point people to the kingdom of God. So a friend of mine who has small kids said, Daniel, have you ever thought about writing a kid's book? I said, no, never thought about it. But once you said it, something just sparked within me, and I think I need to do that.
Wow.
So my wife did all the illustrations, and we wrote a children's
oh, wow.
book called, yeah, no, she's an incredible artist. We wrote a children's book, our first one so far, called The Little Ninja, Go Ninja Go.
Oh, wow.
That's
and so
cute.
It's just, I mean, it's about a young boy based largely off of my life, my upbringing, just finding his gifts, his talents, learning how to get back up through obstacles. And yeah, so we've released the first book so far, which is The Little Ninja, Go Ninja Go. And we're working on book two.
I was going to ask you, because you kept saying so the cool. first book that indicates maybe
there's more. Oh, yeah, no, we've got more on the way.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
awesome. That's awesome.
So cool. Any ideas if that's to be a series, or just you're just waiting for the Lord to give you marching
as
orders?
As of now, it'll be a series. Depending on how many books come out, will determine like how long. Right now, we've got about three in the works.
Oh, wow.
I love
okay.
it.
Cool. So singer. Cool. Formerly trained opera.
Kind of everything, actually.
Worship leader.
He's the whole church service, right?
Yeah.
Great guy. And honestly, I'll say this. Like, a lot of that, like, the different giftings and the abilities that I have came largely to the fact that, I mean, I grew up homeschooled, me and my whole mm-hmm. siblings, all of my family members. And so we had the extra time to devote to our different passions and yes. desires and hobbies. And I loved it. And growing up, we were largely involved in our local church in different ministry opportunities. So I said, okay, parents, I want to spend more time singing, learning how to become a better singer. Now I want to spend some time learning like dancing. And all of that was in addition to like my normal schoolwork. So I loved it. I'm very grateful and a huge advocate for homeschooling.
There'll be a lot of people watching this program that are going to want to know more about you. What's the best way online? Do you have a website?
I do. Yeah. You can reach me at danielgill.ninja, which is Woo. Pretty cool. .ninja. Or of course, any of the social media, so like Instagram or Facebook at Kingdom Ninja.
I got you.
That's awesome. And they can learn more about the children's book and
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Okay. Before we go, cool. guys, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So I don't know if this is even fair to ask you to do this, which is just 2 minutes on the clock, but how do you guys stay so positive in an era where mostly if you turn on the TV, it's literally we're falling apart at every level.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And last hour is worse than the one before that. Like,
yep.
How do you stay positive?
Yeah. Oh, and you can answer too. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and start. I think the greatest thing that we as believers can do is keep a kingdom mm-hmm. perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we spend a lot of time in the Word of God, because as believers, no matter what voices we hear uh-huh. through the media or the news or wherever, the truth is that the Word of God is the truth, is yeah. the truth to live
Absolutely.
Our lives by. And so when the world squeezes us, what's inside of us is
sure.
going to come out. And if it's
right.
fear, anxiety, self-doubt, then that's what's going to come out. And that is what is coming out in most of America, most of the world
yep.
right now.
Absolutely.
But if you're filled full of the Word of God, then when, not if, but when the world squeezes you, the truth of the Word of God is going to come out of you. So I could rattle off all of my life verses that I spend time daily meditating on to renew my mind, to think more like Christ, to act more, to live more like Christ.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. time in the Word of God, time with my family, time with my loved ones to help, you know, the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron.
Yeah.
I have people mm-hmm. in my life that help keep me focused, keep my eyes on the prize of what God is calling me to do and who I'm doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I personally will stay balanced in life. And Abby, was there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, I think everything you said was good. And that's really how you do it. Just being faithful with your walk with the Lord and having, like you said, a kingdom perspective, even when the world is opposing that. And there's fear and there's doubt, but being strengthened in the Lord.
Yeah.
Right.
I literally couldn't have said it better. Did you guys learn something today?
Yeah.
You young people, huh? Unfortunately, we're out of time. So for everybody on panel, Daniel, Abigail, so good to have you guys. And for everybody in the live studio audience, keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back next week.
Thank you for watching. Keep up with all of SkyWatch TV's programs by subscribing to our channel at YouTube.